Yeah, all credit goes to Nate Oates, their staff, and their players. Historic shooting performance that was, hard to overcome for us. You know, we felt like we made a little dent and started going the other way, and then they just kept it going. So, I'm not the type of person that just shoots to it. Oh, they shot it unbelievable. Nothing we could do. Disappointed in myself and our staff that we couldn't put our players in a better position to find answers. And but they made the plays and we didn't. So kudos goes to those guys. Now, in terms of our group, just extremely proud of our guys. You know, I just told them in the locker room, which is something we hadn't talked about literally all year until just now. I mean, this is a team that was picked ninth in the Big 12, and we're one of the last 16 teams standing. So incredibly proud of these guys. These four seniors led us. Each one has a remarkable story in their own right. And just really happy that I got a chance to coach not only these four, but this entire team.
At the end,
Mike Rodak with 247 Sports. Just how did you approach game planning for Alabama and what their offense can do? And how did you adjust during the game to what they were doing?
I mean, it was a perfect storm for them, just because, you know, I think the three-point line can be very paralyzing. I mean, we play a similar style. They're more dynamic than we are, clearly. But I know Nate and their staff, and I think we share a lot of similar philosophies. And so I think we tried to use what teams do against us defensively and have that in mind. You know, when teams get petrified at the three-point line, you give up the rim a lot. And so, I mean, this is a team that leads all power conferences in points in the paint, you know, 40 a night. Tonight they had 16, but then they go bananas from three. So, Sears made shots when we went under. You know, we were trying to show a crowd. He was able to, you know, punish those crowds early. You know, we felt like it would be hard for them to sustain that. And so that's where you have to give them credit, because they did. That's where I'm disappointed at, you know, myself, to not be able to find a solution. But some nights, man, you're trying everything and it doesn't seem to work. But that's a really good basketball team. And I mean, it was an all-time night for them. So it felt like nothing we could do at times. But just proud of the way our guys kept staying with it. And, you know, we had our chances despite the incredible shot making.
Come here to row two.
Jackson Payne, Deseret News. Coach, I know you're not a believer in expectations, you've said, at the beginning of the year. And just kind of as your first season at BYU has come to a close, how do you feel about the results? Did you accomplish what you wanted to? And just kind of looking back now as a complete result.
Yeah, I'm just proud. Honestly, I'm just proud of the group of guys that we had in our locker room, because, you know, we kind of had to get it out of the mud. You know, we had to do it the hard way. We got off to a slow start in the Big 12, and, you know, really proud of the way our guys just stayed with it. They never pouted, or that we just found a way. You know, we found solutions. That's kind of something we talked about a lot. And we just begin to, as I say, stack day after day after day. And, I told them in the locker room, I mean, that's something that, not to get all philosophical, but, you know, that's something they can take with them, I hope, for the rest of their lives, where, you know, it really is just a microcosm of how to just plow through life. I mean, things aren't always going to go your way, and you just got to figure out ways to get through things. And that's what this group did this year. And sometimes when you have that attitude and you do it day after day, you know, really good things can happen. So just happy the way we were able to make it all kind of come together towards the end.
And you've talked about stacking days as the season's gone on, now kind of turning the page into year two. How important is it for you to stack years? And how important is a year like you just had to kind of spring your process and what you want to accomplish in this operation at BYU going forward?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, the future at BYU is incredibly bright. I think anyone that pays attention to the sport would agree with that. This was obviously a statement, I think, this season, where it's like we're a force to be reckoned with, you know, in the Big 12 and nationally. Led by really good players that we had this year, and we'll continue to try to bring good players in. But I think it's just, I just think there's a lot of good things going on at BYU, period. You know, making the move to the Big 12. I mean, the football team, you know, kind of got that party started in the last couple of years, and, you know, we tried to carry the torch as well. And, you know, it's exciting to think what we can build, you know, for me and our staff being, you know, new in this whole thing. We had a lot of learning we had to do and are still learning, obviously. But we feel like foundationally we've kind of put out a blueprint of, one, how we want to play. I think our identity is clear. And now we got to hopefully do a good job to continue to recruit to that identity and, you know, continue to try to bring in high-end talent so we can, you know, play with the teams who historically have played deep into this tournament. That's our goal.
Row two here on the end.
Sam Foster, Daily Universe. First year coaching in college. What has it been like coaching these young men like Yegor, Cannon, Elijah? They're 18 years old versus coaching professionals in the NBA. What have you learned about that?
They're just really eager, you know, very eager to learn. And, you know, I think as it relates to Yegor and Cannon, I mean, they're pretty experienced for being young, especially Yegor. You know, he's played, you know, at a high level since a young age. Cannon, too, with a lot of the Team USA stuff. But, you know, I think I learned just, you know, the cadence and the pace in which you can coach younger guys. You know, you can't, you know, maybe throw as much at them. And that was something I had to kind of scale back a little bit. But I think just the eagerness, what's similar to NBA players, I mean, players are smart at any level. If you show the players that you can help them individually and then help the team win, I mean, that's when you get the trust of the group. And, you know, for the most part, I think we were able to do that with the majority of the team.
We'll take one more if there is one. Okay, front row here.
Talked about the similarities in systems between you and Nate, and obviously the NBA kind of background for both of you there. Just how much is Alabama kind of the version of what you want to be, what they did tonight, and why would that be so successful in college basketball going forward?
Well, first of all, I think Nate's done a good job at Alabama of, you know, having sustained success. You know, that's something that we're trying to do. So I have a lot of respect for him. I mean, this is hard. What they've done there is really hard, you know, so a lot of respect to him. In terms stylistically, I mean, Nate and I have talked. I mean, it's funny because I don't know a lot of college coaches. He's probably one of the few coaches I do know pretty well. He came to training camp when I was with the Suns. We kept a relationship going. And so, you know, we did talk a little bit leading up to the season just about, you know, the spacing. He's one of the, I think, few teams that spaces like we do. Now, obviously, they are, like I said, they have more dynamic guard play than we had. So when you have that kind of spacing and that kind of dynamic guard play, it's really, really difficult to guard. And, you know, they're obviously heavy into their shot profile and their shot diet. That's something that I think them and us kind of had the, I think we were 1-2 in, you know, efficient shot diets. And so there's a lot of similarities, but I think it just kind of validates that style of play is really hard to stop, you know, especially if you can recruit to it, which they've done. And, you know, all coaches are thieves, man. So I'll continue to learn from all these really good coaches and try to be better next year and continue to build our program.
Coach, we appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks,
congratulations
everybody.
On a great season.
Thank you.
All right, that is Coach Kevin Young and BYU players after tonight's decision